Turn to 1 John chapter number 4. 1 John chapter number 4. The Bible says in verse number 1, He said, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits where they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby we know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ come in flesh is not of God. This is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Is it in the world? Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Somebody say amen right there. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and every one that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifest the love of God towards us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. I want to preach this in just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought, knowing the truth. Amen. Knowing the truth. Now, John's writing here, and he's mentioned several times, and he's speaking to the beloved, so he's talking to believers. Amen. Or those that he assume are believers. Amen. And he says, believe not every spirit. He said, we can't believe everything that comes down the pipe. He said, but try the spirits whether they be of God. Because many false prophets are gone. Now watch this, are gone out into the world. So what's happening here, John's telling us about it. He said that there's as God manifests Himself, and we see God through Christ Jesus our Lord. He said, even as this is happening all around us, he said, there's many false prophets that's going out into the world to deceive. And he said, what he's talking about is those would go out and try to say that Jesus isn't the only way to the Father, that He isn't that one that was born of God. And you wouldn't believe today how many are out there that said, well, you know, He was just a normal man like me and you. I want to say Jesus was the Son of God. He was the only begotten Son of God. That's why so many perversions of the word, amen. There's only one good one. It's old King James that we've got. Because the rest of them pervert it and try to turn it around and make Him something that He ain't. But He is the only begotten of the Father, praise God. Bible says He's full of grace and truth. Ain't you glad for that? But He says this, He said, hereby know you the Spirit of God. He said, this is how we know the Spirit of God. This is how we know what's right. This is how we know what truth is. Amen? I want to know truth. Pilate asked the Lord, he asked the Lord, what is truth? Amen? Didn't know it, but it was standing right there in front of him. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying Jesus Christ is truth, absolutely. Amen, praise God. And everything else besides Him, if you just remember, everything besides Christ Jesus and His death, burial, resurrection is a lie. And that's a fact. That's a fact from the Word of God. But He said, this is how we know spirit. He said, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Amen. So every spirit, spiritual reference, every spirit that says that Jesus Christ has come, praise God, in the flesh, that He was born born as a babe in a manger in Bethlehem, He grew up, praise God. He said, everybody that says that, that's a spirit of God. Amen. But He goes on, He said, every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. Amen. So we say that he said when we get to saying that Jesus Christ is just a normal man, just a normal person, praise God, he said they defy the Spirit of God because Jesus Christ was the Son of God. He has come in the flesh, praise God, and He dwelt among men. Amen. The Bible says He did. The Bible teaches that. History teaches that. Men have tried to rebuke that all through the spasm of time. But praise God, I'm telling you, Jesus Christ came and He lived and loved. He was born and lived in Bethlehem, but grew up in Nazareth, praise God, as the Son of God. Amen. He said, it's not of God. And he said, this is the spirit of Antichrist. Wherefore you have heard that it should come. But now watch this. He said, even now already is in the world. Remember, he said that's false prophets have gone out into the world, and that through those false prophets we have Antichrist, those that are anti-Jesus. Amen? And we're getting a whole lot of anti-Jesus in the world today. It's okay to love God. It's okay to mention God. It's okay to say God, just so you don't say Jesus. But I want to say on the authority word that it's through the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, that we are saved and born again today. And without Him, we have no hope. But because of Him, praise God, in the volume of the book, it's written of Him, we have hope, praise God, that's out of this world. We have a hope and a confidence today, praise God, that we can trust in because Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. He's the one that came. He was the one that was promised. He's the one that stepped out in the portals of glory and come down to where we were when we couldn't get to Him. He stepped out of from the Father when it was needful. Praise God. He said, I'll go. And He come to this world. Praise God. What a blessed Savior. Amen. I'm glad that we know Him today. There was a whole lot of folks that was looking for Him, and they didn't see Him when He come. You know why they didn't see Him? Because they believed a lie. The Bible says, if we ain't careful, we'll be believe a lie and be damned. But praise God, I'm glad that when we know the truth, praise God, you can believe the truth. We can believe on Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, and through Him, praise God, we can be saved and magnified in our hearts. We can draw close to Him. And He said if we'd draw nigh to Him, He'd draw nigh to us. We can have a relationship. We can be reconciled unto God the Father. Those that are alienated from Him because of sin tonight, praise God, and transgressions against Him can be reconciled unto God. Amen. Jesus Christ makes that possible. But He said there's many antichrist. Amen. Antichrist. Daniel talks about these antichrists in the book of Daniel. We see in Daniel how God speaks of this, and He said in the last days that the antichrist would rise up, and said he'd be very vocal. Amen. He'd be empowered by Satan. Amen. He'd be an orator of great renown. He would be able to speak great swelling words, and people would believe him. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you, we got a whole lot of people that's coming up in this world today, and they think they're all that, and they've got all the answers, and they're saying this, and they're saying that, and people are flocking to them like crazy. You know what's happening? They're believing that lie, and they're beginning to draw near unto men. But Jesus said there'll be many that'll come in and say that they're Him. But praise, He said, don't believe it. He said, there's only glory. Hallelujah. Jesus said, there's only one me. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. He said, just put your faith and trust in me. He said, put your faith and trust in me. I'm the one and only. Amen. He said, was He being boastful? Praise God. No, He was being truthful. Amen. Jesus is the precious Lamb of God. He is the perpetuation of sin. He is the Savior of the world. Now the Bible says here, John says that they'd gone out into the world. These false prophets. Amen. He said, out in the world is a spirit of Antichrist, a deceiver. The Bible said in the last days that there'd be many Antichrists. But He said they would be one Antichrist that would rise up, superior to all of them. Amen. The book of Daniel tells us about that. You go back and look in Daniel chapter 7, different places. He talks about that Antichrist that would come up out of it, and he would begin to persecute the church. He would begin to persecute God's elect. Amen. He began to persecute Israel, most of all. Amen. He began to bring persecution against them. He would rise up in power, and he would begin through his deeds. He would begin to take control of situations. So there'd be 10 kingdoms that would rise up, and out of those 10 kingdoms, 3 of them would give their power unto him. Amen. The Antichrist, and you say, preacher, how did he get all that power? Because he's empowered by the devil. Amen. He's empowered. He's going to be empowered by Satan. Amen. That's what's going to happen. But he says, praise God. I'm glad John writes here. He said, there's many Antichrists. He said, they're already in the world. He said, but ye are of God, little children. and have overcome the Antichrist of this world. Amen. He said, because you know the truth and you walk in truth, you've already overcome that. And he says, greater is he that's in you. Glory. Ain't you glad for that? Ain't you glad there's something inside you that's bigger than this world that we live in? It's bigger than the chaos that we're up against. It's bigger than the violence and the wickedness that's all around us. And it's Jesus Christ, our Savior, and the Spirit of God that lives in us. That's greater than all these things that's coming against us. They're coming against us like a storm. They're coming like raging torrents. But glory, hallelujah, I'm glad there's a God. And he said, hey, listen, don't worry about what's coming. Just trust in that's already in you. Hey, something's overshadowing you. Something's trying to drive you down. But glory to God, he said, there's something that's inside you, that's there to lift you up, to hold you up, to make you stable, to help you have resistance. He said, praise God. He said, that's in you is greater than he that's in the world. Amen. Praise God, there's a power and influence on this world that's great today. But I'm telling you tonight, if we'll trust in the Lord, praise God, and love Him like He loved us, and loves our brothers and our sisters in Christ, and band together in a mighty army for God, there's nothing that can overcome us. Amen. We have the power. They don't. Amen. Praise God, we have the power to overcome. He said we have overcome them. Amen. He didn't say we could or might. But he said, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Amen. In other words, he said, it's a done deal. Yeah, preacher, how did we overcome them on the cross of Calvary? Jesus did it for us. And now that power and influence, that force that's in us, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God, amen, He helps us to overcome those obstacles that we face. And it doesn't matter how bad it gets, praise God, that the Holy Ghost God still lives in us and still loves us and still shows us that Jesus loves us, praise God, and He wants to help us in every aspect of our life, every day of our life, every moment, every hour, every second. God is there to help us if we'll let Him. Amen. It gets better and bigger, bigger and better, farther on. Amen. All of it. And we just get to the point that we just realize, you know, that they is something that's so great about being a child of God. John had, that's why he said, beloved. Amen. The Bible says that John was the one that loved the Lord Jesus, and he said he was the one whom Jesus loved. He was the one that would lay his head on the breast of the Lord. Amen. He would lean on Jesus and literally hear the heartbeat of God. Amen. So what are you saying? I'm saying this. John knew what he was talking about. He said, these powers and influence that want to discourage us. These powers and influence that want to get us down. He said, but if we keep our eyes on Lord Jesus Christ, that we've already overcome those powers and those influences. Amen. We already overcome our church. We've already overcome them. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. He said, that's in the world don't have the power that you do. Amen? Doesn't have the power, doesn't have the influence that you do. He said, he says that the world, and the mark of the world, and these false prophets, these false teachers, he said, we know because they are of the world. Amen? Now Jesus, the Bible says that we are in the world, believers, me and you, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. Amen. We're separate. The Bible said we're supposed to be separate people. Amen. He said we're supposed to be separate. He said, but they are of the world. He said, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Have you ever seen the time that we live in like today? When people of the world, they just throw stuff out there, people just grab it and run with it. I mean, you'd think it was a new gospel that's better than what we got. And they'll just take it and they'll believe it and they'll run with it and they'll tell it here and there and they make it like it's something to be reverenced and revered and lifted up. Boy, if we could just do Jesus like that. But the world won't lift up Jesus. They want to lift up the world. Amen. We're not of the world. They are of the world. But we're not of the world. We have a home in heaven. A place prepared for those that's prepared for that place. We have an opportunity to be separate from all of this. Amen? One of these days, there's going to be a separating day. There's going to be a day when God separates us out. Amen. He's going to separate us out. Boy, I'm glad I'm on His side. Amen. Ain't you? Praise God. He said, we are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. So hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. John said, because this, he said, we have a spirit of discernment, a spiritual discernment, so we can know the truth. It don't take me long if I'm a listening to somebody and they get to running, Brother Chris, away from the Lord and away from the things of God and away from the Word of God until a red flag goes up.
Amen.
Amen? It don't take but just a minute for a child of God, anybody that's been in the house of God for any time at all, when they start hearing these things that's contrary to the Word of God, a red flag goes up. They're talking this country. Now, this is the world. This is those that live in the world. When they run on a thought and an ideal that the most important thing is killing babies. Running on it as a political advantage because they stand for killing babies. Now, I'm not talking politics. I'm just talking practicality. I'm just talking about the truth today. But they're proclaiming, they're preaching that as a doctrine of truth, a doctrine of sound, a doctrine, something that you build upon. And I won't say it's a false doctrine. It's sin.
Amen.
Amen. And we can sin. He said we've got to have the spiritual discernment so we don't get caught up in the world. Amen. So that we can know the truth. And the Bible said truth makes you free. What it does, it releases you from the prison of sin so you don't go down that, so you're not drug off down that wrong road. Amen. So do we know the truth so we can go to God? As he said, hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. We know what's right and wrong because what God says. God preaches to us, God teaches to us, and God instructs us, praise God, in the word of truth. So that we can rightly divide and see exactly where we need to be. So we'll know whose side we're on.
Amen.
So that we can make an informed decision. Amen. You know what's wrong with America today? You know what's wrong with our fundamental independent Bible-believing churches today? We got men are so afraid of the congregation that they won't tell them the truth. Don't get up or don't say anything that might hurt their feelings. Don't tell them anything that might make them mad. They might leave. They might go somewhere else. Amen. But it's our responsibility to tell the truth. Praise God. John didn't spare it. He told the truth. He said, listen, there's deceivers in this world, and there's a lot of people that's going after them. He said, but love those that know, discern the spirit, that know the truth. Praise God. You ought to just stay with God. Just go with God. Just love the Lord as He loves you. And praise God, let Him sort it out. Amen. We got to get on. We got to pick a side. We got to decide whose side we're on. Praise God! We got to just root. Like he said back in the war, these old Tar Heels in the mountains. Reason we got that name is because them old boys would dig in. And they'd stay. They said it was just like they had tars on their feet, tar on their feet. Said you couldn't get them to run. You couldn't get them to back up. You couldn't get them to give an inch. Amen. We need that. We need that mindset again that we're not going to give up, back up, or give an inch. But we're going to stick upon a sound truth of the Word and call sin, sin, iniquity, iniquity, and God be God. And praise God for His glory. Lift Him up and praise Him, thanking Him for His goodness, His mercy, His love. Forget about the Antichrist. We don't serve the devil. We serve the real thing. Praise God for His glory. Amen. God is sovereign in all He does. Praise the Lord. He said these false prophets are coming in everywhere. Amen. It bothers me You see these people on TV all the time. And they'll say, well, you know, well, Jesus loves you, and He does. And Jesus wants to say, come to save you, and He did. And Jesus would like to see you saved, and He would. And Jesus would like for you to ask forgiveness, and He does. But then they say, well, if you would right now, just say this prayer after me. And they say some little old prayer. And they say, if you said that prayer, then now you're a child of God. God help. Without the Spirit of God, you'll never be a child of God. Without the Spirit of God showing you that you're an old sinner lost without God, you'll never be a child of God. But when we realize that God Almighty loves us and He cares for us, we realize He died on the cross for us, and praise God, because of Him, we can ask God to forgive us, and He will forgive us of our sins, and we can be saved. Amen. I hope if they pick up the phone and call that number, that they tell them, so listen, you know, you may have prayed that prayer, but the Holy Ghost of God needs to be dealing with you. It's showing you that you're a sinner. Amen. Need to ask, say, well, when you pray, what did you do? So, well, I just prayed a prayer. Was the Holy Ghost of God dealing with your heart? What do you mean? Did you realize you was an old sinner? Amen. Did you realize, amen, before you prayed, while you was praying, that you're a sinner lost without God, alienated from the God that loves you? Amen. That you needed to be reconciled unto Him? Did you ask Him to forgive you from your heart and not your head? See, we can do that. I was talking to somebody yesterday at the funeral, and they was talking about people that say they're saved. I said, well, praise God, that's good. Amen. But that person and God is the only one knows that they really are. But Bill, you're the only one knows whether or not you're saved or not. You and God. Of course, we can know it by the fruits that they bear. Amen. Whether they're a child of God, we see it by the fruits that they bear. Whether they love the Lord, whether they love the brother, whether they love their neighbor, whether they love their church, whether they love Jesus. Amen. But as far as their salvation, you're the only one that knows that you're saved. Amen. That's why we need to tell people, praise God, praise God, I'm saved and I know it. Amen. I've accepted the Lord Jesus. I know I'm an old sinner, praise God, and I've accepted Jesus as my Savior. That perpetuation, that price for my sins, for my sinfulness. And Paul and John says, hey, listen, if we ain't careful, we forget who our Savior is. So we get caught up in the world, we get caught up by these antichrists, and we forget the true meaning of salvation. He said, that's why we need to know the truth. And the truth makes us free. He said, well, how do you know that you're a child of God, a true born-again child of God? Loves his neighbor, loves his friends. He says, beloved, verse 7, let us love one another. And then he tells us why. He says, for love is of God. In other words, he said, that's what God expects. God loves us. Hello? Ain't that right? So we ought to love one another. Amen. Praise His name. It said, everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. It said, when you love one another, praise God, you get a burden in your heart. You get a desire to love each other. He said, because God loved you. Amen. He loved us, praise God, when we were unlovable. He loved us when we was lost in sin. He loved us, praise God, when we weren't even thinking about who He was. But yet God loved us. And He said the way that we know that we're a child of God is because we love Him and we love those around us. He said everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. We know who He is. And we know that He loves us. And because God loves us, because Jesus loves us, because the Holy Spirit loves us, He helps us to love others. Amen. That way we know that we're children of God. Now, they some people just ain't real lovable. Amen? They some people just hard to get along with. Amen? You said it, I didn't. Amen? No, just kidding. But they are. But we have to love them anyway. You know why a lot of people are the way they are? Because they don't know Jesus. They don't know the Lord, the free pardon of sin. They're hard to get along with. They're hateful. Amen. They're aggravating. They're frustrating because they don't know Jesus. Amen. And but he says, hey, listen, we know Jesus. And we know God. We know God loves us. Praise God enough to send His only begotten Son to die for us. And so we just begin to tell people about the love of Jesus. We love them back. Amen. Even when they don't love us. So he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So those that don't love each other, praise God, he said they don't know God. They never know God. He said when we learn to love each other, praise God, we know that we know God. Because God is love. Isn't that what it says? So it says, mine says, for God is love. That's who he is. That's his essence. That's his character. Amen. Now wait a minute. The Bible says we are supposed to be partakers of His character. He is our example. Amen? Am I still in the book? Amen? Stay with me. I'm still in the book. So if God is love and we're supposed to be in His, that's His character, and we're supposed to be like Him, then we are to love each other. So in other words, we ought to go out of our way. Jesus went way out of His way to love me. Amen. Somebody said, amen, preacher. Amen. He went out of His way to love you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He went out of His way to love that woman at the well. Praise the Lord. Because He loved her. Amen. But he went to her and He let her know, praise God, that He was that water of life. That she could partake. She was searching and looking and digging and scratching in the world, and the world had told her this and the world told her that. But Jesus said, if you believe on me, praise God, I'll be that water of life and you won't thirst again, neither come to draw. Amen. Praise God. How did he do that? He showed her love. She had looked for love in all the wrong places. Amen. Yeah, she done had multiple husbands and wasn't married to the man she was shacked up with. But Jesus showed her love, true love, His love, godly love. And she throwed down her pail, left it there at the water well, and went back and told him that she had found the love of her life. Amen. I could just imagine that woman went back to town. Said, I just won't believe this, I found the love of my life. Said, we've heard that about seven times. Amen. She said, no, it's real this time. The one that I've been looking for, I met him down by the well. Amen. Now he's that water of life that I drink of, and I'll never be thirsty again. Amen. Praise God. That was love that come to her where she was. Amen. Praise God. He said, those that don't know that love, they don't know God. Boy, we ought to search our hearts today, oughtn't we? To have the love that God has for us. You know what's going to change this country? You know what's going to make a difference? The love of God. The love in your heart. The love in my heart. See, it takes, Brother Robert, it takes all of us working together. Amen. To love like we should. Amen. It takes me and you, and it takes a community. It takes churches. It takes bodies of believers. And we begin to love each other. We begin to love, show that love in the community, for the community. And the community. What happened the other day? Boy, what a blessing. We were getting some wood up down here, and we was Saturday before last. And we were busting it up, and we were distributing out to those that needed some wood. And boy, what a blessing it was to be able to do that. It just give you joy in your heart, being able to help those people. And there was somebody here in the neighborhood that had helped us several times. Amen. And one of the fellows said, well, Brother Kevin, he said, you know what? We ought to just help him out. Just take him a little wood. And boy, we loaded up a load and we took down the road here to his house and just made his day. And he couldn't believe it. Wonder what we owed him. How much he had to pay us. Said, Brother, you don't owe us nothing. Said, we appreciate you. We love you. We thank you for all the things you've done for our little church. And boy, he was just about beside himself. He couldn't understand that. It blessed his heart, amen, that we would love him and show that love to him. And we unloaded that, come back up here, and we got here, but in just a little while here, he showed up. Amen. He showed up, jumped in there with us, and went to busting wood. Wanted to help. What would make a man do that? What would make somebody in the community, don't even go to this church, want to do that? Because he saw the love. He saw love. It was real. We didn't do it because we wanted anything. We just don't know. We just wanted him to know that we love him and we appreciate him. Amen. You know what this community is dying for? To be loved. Miss Marty, these people all up and down, these little old boys and girls all up and down this valley, they just need to be loved. We've got to figure out a way to get to them. We've got to figure out a way to love on them. To show them the love of God. Amen. Because they don't know God. All they know is what this world has. The spirit of error that they're caught up in. Amen. But he says this, and he said this was manifest the love of God toward us because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Now that's true love. That's true. That the God of heaven allowed his only begotten Son to come to an old sin-cursed world. Amen. To be born in an old sin-cursed, rotten, God-forsaken world. And to die for our sins on the cross of Calvary. But God, the Bible says that God manifests his love to us. Showed us how much. That manifestation means that he showed us how much he loves us. When he sent Jesus to die on the cross, he allowed Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. When Jesus chose to come and die on the cross for our sins. Can you imagine? Have you ever thought how hard that was for Jesus? How hard it was for him to die on that cross? He was 100% God. But he was also 100% man. He was flesh and blood just like us. He had took every assailment that the devil in this world had to throw at him. And when he bowed in that garden of Gethsemane and he prayed and he anguished with God, he was anguishing in the flesh. And he anguished with God till his sweat, the Bible said, but dropped as great drops of blood coming from the pores of his skin. He had never been here before and never would be again. But he said, Father, not my will, but thine be done. He said, Father, I want to bring glory to your name. Not what I want, not what I feel. Lord, I want your will to be done. Amen. He manifests his love to us. When he hung on that cross, he was beaten beyond recognition. The Bible says his visage was marred. Isaiah 51, marred more than any man. His body was so tattered, worse than somebody been in a major car wreck. Beaten beyond recognition. And he laid down on that cross. They nailed him to the cross. They hung him up between heaven and earth. And the manifestation of God's love. Amen. He said these words. He said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Hang in there, Brother Jeff. He said, forgive Jeff Gosnell because he don't know what he's doing. He said, I love him so much, I want you to manifest myself. I want to manifest myself to him so that they could be saved. Amen. He manifested himself, the love of God toward us because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Now watch this, verse number 10. He said, herein is love. Now watch this. Here is blood. This is what he says. This is what love is. Okay? Take this home with you, church. This is what love is. Not that we love God. We didn't have the capability to love God till He first loved us. It took God loving us to send us grace through faith to believe, to have to receive Him. But that He loved us and sent His only, and sent His Son to be the propitiation or the atonement for our sins. That was love. And God said, He manifest His love in us, and that He sent God. He sent the Lord Jesus, that He loved us. Amen. You're hearing His love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son. What He did. He loved us. That's a manifestation of love. So herein is love. That God loved us, me and you, and He sent us, and He sent His Son because of that love. That's love. That's God of heaven. Amen. That's the Lord Jesus Christ that come. The author and finisher of faith, the creator of everything that we have. Said, without Him was not made anything that was made. Amen. Can you imagine the creator of the world come down here in agony, bled and died on the cross of Calvary for you and for me? So, preacher, what is that? That's knowing the truth. That's knowing love. That's the Lord Jesus Christ and what He did for you, what He did for me. Amen. John says, hey, listen, beloved. Don't listen to the world. Don't listen to the Antichrist, those that's energized by the devil and Satan. He said, but listen to the one of the power from on high, the Lord God of glory and Lord Jesus Christ and the sweet Holy Spirit of God that'll protect us from error. Keep us on the straight and narrow. Show us the right way, the right path, the right direction to go. He said, we can when we know the truth. The Bible says the truth will make you free.